We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, in his brilliant lectures and research and his knowledge and wisdom, touched upon the issue of monotheism. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, in his brilliant lectures, his knowledge and his wisdom, and his speech and actions, he touched upon the issue of Tawheed, Islamic monotheism, of course, which is a concept which is at the forefront of Islamic thought. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam responded to the doubts that came about upon this issue of Tawheed by various anti-Islamic persons with the intention of spoiling the beliefs of the Muslims. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had a steady program to remove their doubts. He cured the issues of monotheism that the people had by using his knowledge and wisdom and referring to philosophical arguments as well as referring to sense-based issues that pointed to self-evident, obvious truths that allowed no place for refutation or disputation. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what an honor it is to be here at your service speaking about the dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Jafar ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So there's this interesting conversation and dialogue that we have between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and an atheist. The atheist, interestingly, had some kind of, well, relatively in-depth knowledge regarding Islam, because the questions that he was asking were quite, specific questions to the religion of Islam. And so in one place, this atheist, he says that it is from Allah's wisdom that Allah assigned an enemy for himself while he did not have any enemy before that. But he created an enemy, as you claim, and Satan is that enemy that God created, and he set him up as a master over his slaves in order to call them to disobey the Almighty Allah. So you can see already that this question that he has posed is a pretty, well thought out question. It's not a simple question that he's trying to ask. He is trying to do his best to stump Imam Sadiq alayhi salam with this question. And so then he continues, the atheist, and he says, so why did Allah set up Satan as a master over his own slaves and allow him to tempt his servants and his creations? So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam responds that the enmity of the one you mentioned, meaning Satan, does not harm the Almighty Allah in any manner, and the support of Satan is not useful for Allah in any matter. So that means pretty much that Satan is inconsequential when it comes to the Almighty Allah. And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that the enmity of Satan does not reduce from Allah's kingdom, nor does the support of Satan increase the kingdom or the power of the Almighty Allah. Again, emphasizing the fact that Satan is really inconsequential when it comes to the Almighty God. And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that the enemy is being watched when its power is able to harm or help, when it can take a region if it wants to or to overwhelm a king. But Satan was created as a slave to worship the Almighty Allah and profess the unity of Allah. And so this was the purpose of his creation, meaning that God did not create an enemy. God created a slave that would worship the Almighty Allah, but it was Satan's own decisions that made him go astray. And so then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that Satan continued to worship the Almighty Allah with the rest of the angels until Allah examined him to bow down in front of Adam. And so this is where Satan rejected, and this feeling of envy started towards Adam by Satan. And so then Allah the Almighty cursed Satan, dismissed him from the angels' group, and sent him down damned, expelled to the earth. And this is when he became the enemy of Adam. And so what pretty much overall what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, I believe humbly, is trying to say is that, listen, it is not God, you know, who created an enemy. It is not God who, you know, made Satan to be this enemy right from his birth. No, even Satan had a good purpose to his creation, had a noble purpose to his creation, but he messed it up himself. And it was not God who ordained Satan to be an enemy to humanity. It is Satan who himself, due to his hatred of Prophet Adam and the sons of Prophet Adam, i.e. humanity, it is because of that hatred and envy that he has chosen to become an enemy of the Muslims. It was not the Almighty God who ordained him to do so. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
Another beautiful teaching from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is the following hadith. Implementing this hadith gives you peace of mind, my dear brothers and sisters. It brings you rahat al-qalb. It removes stress from your life. The Imam alayhi salam states, "Ar-raghbatu fi dunya turithu al-ghamma wal-huzn, wal-zuhda fi dunya rahatul qalbi wal-badan." The Imam says, having expectations from this worldly dunya, from materialism, always pursuing this dunya, wanting this dunya, wanting money, wanting power, wanting this position, wanting attention, competition for attention. The Imam says this leads to sadness, to depression, to grief, because you can never get enough of this dunya. We always have expectations. A true mu'min, a successful couple, a successful human being is the one who does not have any expectation. If my spouse serves me, I don't take it for granted. I thank them from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate it. Because when you expect something and the person gives it to you, right? You don't genuinely thank them. Why don't you genuinely thank them? Because in your mind, غصباً عنك, I expect this, I deserve this. So if you served me, you did something to me, it's your job to do so. That's the attitude. And that's why you cannot even be thankful. And I've seen this, wallahi, I've seen this with a lot of married couples, right? Sometimes one side really goes out of their way to serve the other side. The other side is not still not really happy. And when you dig deeper to see what's going on, yeah, it's her obligation. It's his obligation. They're just doing their job. You ruin your marriage with this type of attitude. Don't have any expectations. Not having expectations puts you at peace. At night, you sleep, you have no grudges against anyone. Because you don't expect anything from anyone. Your expectation is only from Allah. Not everyone, not anyone out there in society. The Imam says this brings you peace of mind and it gives you health. It's good for your body as well. So this is truly a beautiful, amazing hadith that we learn from Al-Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.